Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller, episode number 48, Believe It or Not.
Hi, this is Kim Albrecht from Loma.org, where I share the journey of parenting a teenager with disabilities. You are listening to Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller, your guide to overcoming adversity and living your God-given promised life.
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
Hello, good people, and welcome to the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. It's an honor, a privilege, a joy to have you join me today as we continue to speak a word of hope into your life and encouragement to help you overcome adversity to achieve your life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. You can always find out more about us at pathwaypromise.com. We've got a free gift for you there. 4-minute way to frame your day for success, and you can listen to back episodes of The Pathway to Promise, where we got a lot of great guests who share their insights into helping you overcome adversity to achieve your promised life that I believe that you can have. I believe that you can have your promised life, which is a life when you've overcome adversity and where you now have a place where you have a sense of calm, of peace, of purpose, of place. It's what we all want, isn't it? In the Bible, they sometimes call that the promised land, the place where when you journeyed through adversity to achieve your goal or your final destination of a place of peace. But in order to get there, friends, you got to believe it. You got to really believe it, then you got to work for it. It's a story about a community where the drought in this farm community had really impacted the crops really badly. And it was bad. No rain for a long, long time. Hot, dry. The folks were getting desperate. Their crops were burning up in the fields. And one Sunday, the pastor of the small church in the community said, "There isn't anything that's going to save us except to pray for rain." So he told his parishioners, "Go home, pray, believe, and come back next Sunday ready to thank God for sending rain." So the people did what they were told and returned. They went home and they prayed, and they returned to church the following Sunday. But as they came in, as soon as the pastor saw them, he was furious. He was mad. He said, "We can't worship today. You do not believe." But the people said, "We prayed and we believed." "Believe," said the pastor. "Then where are your umbrellas?" I think that story applies to all of us because sometimes we say we believe, but maybe we really don't. And we really don't because we leave our umbrellas at home. That is, we haven't taken the proper action to follow up with our belief. We're just kind of in that, you know, hope against hope or wish against wish and just not really truly believing in our core that good things can happen to us. We don't expect much, so we get little. And what I want to share with you today, friends, is pray big dreams, but work hard towards it. And believe that you're belief and your prayers will bear fruit. Many of us just expect our dreams and our desires will just pass us by, as if we were just going through the motions. And other people have belief and expectation and good things happen. So my question to you today, friends, is what approach do you want to go for? Do you want to go through the motions and not really believe that good things can happen to you? Or do you want to live in a land of belief and then work hard towards achieving it? That doesn't mean bad things don't happen to us. Of course they do. We have a death of a loved one. We have a terrible disease. We have financial problems. All kinds of stuff can happen to us. That's circumstances. But I'm talking about a deep, abiding, deep down belief that you really truly believe and have faith that it will happen. But it really doesn't happen, friends, unless we work hard for it too. So my question to you, do you believe it or not? And if so, will you bring your umbrella? We are here at the Pathway to Promise podcast to help you with your belief, to give you reasons to believe that you can overcome whatever adversity strikes your life, and to get better, not bitter, but get better. And so we are here to be helpful to you. You can always check out our website, pathwaypromise.com, and check out our back episodes of the Pathway to Promise podcast. It can be helpful to you to help you develop a plan and a strategy and help you be encouraged, have a word of hope in your life and encouragement to understand you can overcome whatever adversity in your life to achieve your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. We'll see you next time here on the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. In the meantime, please, please remember to keep your promises, because there's power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.